The last pasuk of the Zions, which, as we said before, represent the fact that I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through His Torah, through His mitzvahs, sustains us with our panosa, sustains us with protection from our enemies, from all dangers. The Zion of Mezoinus, the Zion of weapons, it's all through our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah. And all these psukim are talking about how David HaMelech realized, I don't care what people think, I don't care what happens. I know it's all about, am I dovik to your Torah? Is the Torah the Zmiros, like he said before? Zmiros, ho yuluchu kecho. That's the song of my life. That's what makes me happy, that makes me content. And I know my success is totally in the laws of the Torah. Or chas v'shalom. The other side of it is the Rishoyim Oizvei Sarasecho. So the last pasuk he's saying, Zois Hoysali. Zois refers to the special Hashgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody says on Chanukah, Zois Chanukah is based on a pasuk. But Zois represents something you see in front of your eyes. And in the Pesukim, it represents very often that I see in front of my eyes a special Hashgoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Bechin of Zois, Yovo Yel HaKadosh, you see that Hashem is with us. It's obvious. How did I get to that state of Hashgoch? And even if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we see people that go all out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have special Siyata Shemayim. What caused me this Zois? Ki pikudecha no tzoti. I'm always watching over the pikudim. The pikudim are the mitzvahs, specifically mitzvahs that have two messages. The messages about the previous hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ovos HaKadoshim and Klal Yisrael throughout Tanakh. And that's the message of Tanakh. You read all the Nevi'im. You could read it without paying attention, and you see a bunch of wars. Sometimes he won, sometimes he lost. But if you read every word, it's saying a very clear thing. It says when they went, then everything was great. They had peace, and they had prosperity. They had everything they need. And they went away, and they started being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Then this nation came in. The next nation came in. Edom, Aram, Bovel. Throughout the Tanakh, it's very spelled out clearly. It's not even a remes. That's the way we learn Jewish history. Tanakh is teaching how to learn Jewish history. When things are going well, it's because we are close to Hashem. We see in front of our eyes, Hashem is our koyach, our zayin, our panos, our protection. And we turn to Avodah Zarah, well, worse than that, like nowadays, we turn to koichi v'aitzim yodi, then Hashem shows us, we have the most powerful army in the Middle East, and cannot overpower a bunch of primitive terrorists. That's the way it is. But we use this as a way of, once again, of mechazik ourselves to recognize what the Zois is, what's the real thing. Everybody has the real thing. In America, Coca-Cola is the real thing. By us, the real thing is Torah Mitzvahs. And you should know, I've also spoken to people that are involved in the Kiruv around the world, here in HSL also, even though there's a tremendous amount of antagonism that is being stirred up and aroused by the leftists, by the press, by the politicians. It's all politics, but it's caused a tremendous damage, caused a certain level of animosity between the Charedim L'Dvar Hashem, the Jews that really take the religion seriously, they're willing to give up everything for the religion. And they're willing to fight for the religion. And other segments of the population. But I just spoke recently to somebody from Tel Aviv. And he said, you should know that all this animosity, there is something there. And it's being caused. But he sees that under the surface, there's a tremendous, tremendous interest and turn towards Yiddishkeit. Even the most secular people, they are coming into Hirshurim, they're coming into shuls here, and they want to know more about what Yiddishkeit is, because they see that everything's said and done, the things that they did believe until now, they see are helpless and useless. The state that was supposed to protect us, the state that was supposed to stop anti-Semitism, the state that's supposed to produce the new superpower Jew, or Israeli, whatever you want to call it, has not produced any of them. And that causes an awakening. The emptiness of the secular society, of the Western society, that's going from one level of lowness and immorality to another level, it's mind-boggling how low humanity can reach. It's something that a Jewish person deep down knows that he is on a different level. So the Am Yisrael is in a state of being aroused towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though on the surface the politicians and the press are doing the opposite. But we have to realize it's time for us, if we can mashpia on others, matoyf manoyim, at least we mashpia on ourselves. If they know that we really are proud of what we're doing, we take it seriously, we believe this is a zeis, this is the thing that gives me my parnos and protection, because I watched over your pikudim, which, like we said, is the history of Klal Yisrael. That's what keeps us going. And the other thing in pikudim is the darkei chesed v'rachim v'akadosh baruch hu. We follow the midas of chesed v'rachim in our own families, in our community, for Klal Yisrael. Then we'll be an example for them, we'll be an example for ourselves, and we'll see tremendous yeshuas. We won't need any Kli Zayin, and the panosa we won't even have to think about. We'll be able to be dovek v'akadosh baruch hu v'avodosei, and that's of Netzachim.